flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Locker cleanout now underway. What was locker cleanout like for you, B, after a good season? Like, sad, mad, didn't really matter?
It wasn't sad. I mean, I came in and did what I needed to do and got the hell out of there. And I was one to always talk to the media anyway, so I didn't have a problem discussing them. But, you know, never was like no big ordeal. You know, you come in, you make sure everybody is connected. You talk about what you're going to do in all season. That's the main thing for me, getting things set up for how we're going to do this thing, take a break, and when you want to get back and start working.
Yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be interesting in there because they do have a lot of veterans on one-year deals. Like, I also think, so I believe the team meeting is over. Think about when you and I walked in this morning, that parking lot was pretty full.
Yeah.
So obviously most guys were already here, and everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to be at the end of the year team meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how much action there really is in locker cleanout, because those dudes are going to get the F out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yo, man, text me. I'll see you some answers.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'll be in there as soon as the radio show ends.
See, that for me, I never left the area when I was, like, here.
Right.
So I was like, locker cleanout for what?
Right.
I'll be working out over there in a month. I left all my crap right there.
Right. Let's get to some of these phone lines. A lot of folks been on hold for a while. My guy, Shannon is in Leesburg. Hello, Shannon. How you doing? Shannon, you there? Shannon, you gone. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Speak up.
I told the guy my name was Shane. It's Shane, by the way, not Shannon.
What's up, Shane? All right, Shane.
What's up? Jeff's going to Jeff.
tough loss, guys. Really, it's never fun to lose to Philly, but losing to get to punch your ticket to the Super Bowl, that stings a little bit more right now. But we just didn't play championship football. Three turnovers. I mean, the first two games, we didn't turn the ball over, we win. I mean, we kind of proved that with when we beat the Lions. They turned the ball over five times, and we upset them. You know, nobody saw us win that game. So I'm proud of the boys, though. I think the locker room this year, that anybody, anywhere, anytime mentality, that's important. I know you guys were talking about veterans that are on one-year deals. It's interesting to see what's going to happen to that because, you know, people are going to come and go. But I'm proud, man. I've been a fan my whole life and mostly under Dan Snyder, so a lot of misery there. So to see us to get to the first time in 33 years for, like, me as a fan, personally, like, dude, this is special. I'm so excited to see where Jaden and this team can take us.
All right, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Good call there, Shane.
Good sensible call.
Shane. let's go to Steve down on Capitol Hill. What up, Steve?
Hey, guys. I bleed burgundy and gold. I've been a fan since 1963. And the last 10 years, I've been dealing with blindness. I get up 3 days a week at 4 o'clock in the morning for dialysis. And I just wanted to say that this season, this team, these coaches, this ownership, and frankly, you guys, too, have brought a tremendous amount of joy and pleasure to me. Also, two things frustrate me. One is that quality of officiating that the NFL is just it's terrible. The crew that we had yesterday was the same crew that stole the Pittsburgh game from us. And the other frustration I have is that, you know, we've been weak against the run since the days of Butts and Grant. And I hope that this offseason, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next season, but I hope that's addressed. And I really appreciate it. I listen to you guys every day. I don't get to call in too often, but this has been a special season. And I put it up with some of the ones when we went further, but it's just been unique, and I really appreciate the efforts that the team has put out.
Hey, all man, right. Thanks for
appreciate
the call.
Your call,
that
man.
Was very kind, and
thanks for listening as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a fun year, dude, and the way things ended in Philly shouldn't negate what has been a really fun year.
You know, it makes you have hope.
Yeah,
and I think that's the one thing we all have to recognize. Like, you know, we have been through some lean years where it was no hope. You know, they tried to give us hope by just spending money in the offseason, and then the season started, it was never there. But this gives you hope that, you know what, things are changing. Things, you have something to look forward to. So,
totally. It's a season where you can't wait for them to play again. And there's been times where, I mean, I heard D.A. talking about this. Maybe it was with Grant and Danny. And D.A. was like, just think over the last couple years, this time of year, we've been trying to have these serious conversations. If Sam Howell was the answer, if Taylor Heinicke was the answer, what could Fitzpatrick do? We were all trying to talk ourselves into the path of winning without a quarterback. Like, things have changed, man. It's
drastically.
It's a new day in Ashburn. They got questions. Wagner and Chin are free agents. I saw Adam Peters and Jeremy Chin. Adam Peters has a habit after every game of going up and dapping up every player in the locker room, which I think is just such a commitment to being locked into his team. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that previous general managers in this building did not do that, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. They probably didn't know who they were or how to pronounce their names.
You know, they rarely would come down from the suite. You know what I mean?
If they did, if they had a big win, then they'll come down.
Sure.
If they want to get numbers.
Yeah, a little victory lap. But Peters and Chin had a moment last night that I couldn't help but notice, and it was lengthy. There was real emotion there, and I think Chin would be at or near the top of guys you want to get back. But it's a long list, man. Ertz, Wagner, Eckler, Fowler, Farrell. Like, it's a long list. And, and they've got a lot of decisions to make. And let's be real, like, probably going to be some decisions.
Everybody can't come back.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it sounds very, very dismissive, but it's not. It's the business, baby. Amen.
Yeah. And those guys said it last night in there. They're like, yeah, we know, you know, we're never going to have this group together again. And that's just
that was the message every year I heard coaches say. This group would never be the same.
Chick's excited. That looks like a guy that woke up at 5 a.m. thrilled about it.
Yeah, all happy with his energy and stuff.
Let's go to
other people tired, man.
Kelvin and Clinton. Kelvin, what up?
Hey, B-Major, AJP, man. I got a question about the game. I think the tide changed early in the game, actually on our first drive. Why would Dan Quinn not go for it on 4th and 3 when we kicked that field goal, when we had went for 3 4th downs that were longer than 3 yards, and we get up here on the 31, 32-yard line of their side, and we don't go for the fourth and three, we settle for a field goal. I think that changed the whole momentum of the game.
I would think that, you know, he's getting information from his guy, and I think he went along with the guy said, and he's done it all year. I also think if we go for it there and we don't get it, we have questions today. Why did they go for it and not just take the points?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've clearly had this. I mean, they're not just guessing when it comes to when they're going to go for it. Like, they have that stuff mapped out in advance, mm-hmm. and I think clearly something in their research said that wasn't the spot to go for it. I will say a guy you know, B. Mitch, Ruben Frank, Rube. Mm-hmm. So last night I ended up in the NBC Sports Philly offices for a while, and I saw Rube, and the first thing he said to me is like, why did he kick on that first drive? And I was like, you know, I don't right. know. What I know is they have a plan for like the whole down and distance as soon as they cross midfield for when they're going, when they're not. And my guess is
something wasn't right.
No, this is my guess, is that Philly defense is so good, and the way Fangio plays is to give you little stuff underneath and to not let you hit big stuff. And I honestly wonder if they thought at the closer in they got, the more difficult it was going to be to score.
Normally the same is when you get down there, there's so many people in a smaller area that is more difficult. So I can see if he was told, listen, down here is going to be a little tight. Take the points.
Well, golf gets harder the closer you get to the hole. You know what I mean? But all anybody wants to do is hit driver.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's one of those things. I'm sure you got asked about it last night. Maybe you'll get asked about it today. It's a wild testament to how much they have converted people's mindset that now it's like, why didn't they go for it again instead of kicking the field goal?
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Let's go to Jerry in Calvert County. What up, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing? I love your show.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
I've been watching the Redskins since Griffith Stadium, sitting on those green bleachers. But my question is,
I love that.
Do you all still think that Lattimore was a good acquisition? Because it seems like every time his name is mentioned, it's something negative. I'll wait to hear your answer. Love your show.
Everybody all right there?
You know what? I think based off of what he had done, they took a shot. And now they got a decision to make, you know. I can't look back now and go, oh, man, shouldn't have never bought. No. There were certain games where we felt, yes, it was great. And then the other games, no. But like JP said earlier, he got to learn that he don't have to fight every battle. Sometimes you got to just let stuff go. And we always say you got to have a cornerback's mentality. You can't let none of that stuff snowball. And he allowed it to snowball this year. So,
I don't think Lattimore had the year he wanted to have here, clearly.
Nope.
He also didn't get a whole lot of playing time out of him as he was dealing with the hammy. And I think, you know, assuming he's back, step one is health. And that totally. Is something that has eluded him for some time. Get him healthy. Maybe you work on, you never want to take somebody's fire and competitiveness out of the game, but maybe you try to channel that thing into something that's a little more functional. I don't know beyond that. It obviously wasn't what you wanted. Let's keep the phone lines going. Let's go to Pulpit in D.C. What's up, Pulpit?
Hello?
Pulpit, are you there?
Yeah, how you say his name?
I don't know, man.
All right.
Jeff, what you got on Pulpit? Is that the right name? He's gone. He gone. Let's go to Jamal in D.C. Jamal, what up, man?
What up, Jay? What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, brother?
How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm excellent, man. I feel like I know it's a disappointing day. That's how I feel. I'm not mad. You know how your parents used to say back in the day, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Like, that's how I feel right now, man. I mean, it was the Eagles, so obviously, you know, I wanted us to win. And, of course, I felt like we came into the, like, Eagle fans talking trash, like, oh, you guys really thought you'd win? Yeah, we just watched this team beat a team that was better than us in Detroit. We can argue the same with Tampa. So, yeah, we came into this game on a high, legit thinking we had a shot. But reality got, you know, it struck real fast, and we realized, okay, yeah, this team is on a different level. But that being said, I feel like as Commanders fans, we have no reason to hang our head, y'all. We competed. This was – I said this last time I called, y'all. In my 37 years of life, this is the best season I've had. I was 4 years old in 91, man. So this right here, this was it for me, man. I got to talk trash all year. We were good from the start to the end of the season. This was no fluke. Five-game, six-seven game win streak. We just crawled into the playoffs. No, this team was good, and they did it with arguably the worst version of this team, man. So, you know, I feel like, you know, to make myself feel better, guys, I convinced myself the referees robbed us to get Philly there so this three-peat can go through, because they knew if JD would have got there, he'd have ruined that storybook script that they got, man. So I'm going to keep telling myself that to keep dealing with this loss. I enjoyed it, and I'm happy for you too, guys, man. B Mitch and JP, y'all have dealt with us calling up here over the years angry. I know it felt great, y'all, to have most of us calling up here happy and not yelling and cussing and screaming, man. Like, I know you guys enjoyed it, not just y'all, but everyone who does this. So I'm happy, and I can't wait for next year, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Good call, brother.
Great call right there, Jamal. Thank you, dude. Appreciate that. Two show announcements. When we return, Rev T will join the program.
All right.
I look forward to Rev T's message of uplifting. But there was one other thing I did have to mention, Brian. This I just thought was really interesting. You know, generally when people talk about this huge job offer they got that they turned down,
mm-hmm.
they're lying. But that's not always the case, B. Mm-hmm. That is not always the case, all right?
Yeah.
I want to be clear, that's not always the case, Brian.
Okay.
So Brian Schottenheimer, the Cowboys are introducing their new head coach today.
Yeah.
Brian Schottenheimer, new head coach. He made clear that early in his career, he turned down head coaching opportunities. He didn't want to chase being a head coach, but that he's ready now, and he knows what he wants and what it looks like.
If someone offered you a job, you would have taken it.
Well,
that's not chasing when they offering you a job, right?
Well, B, it just it made me think about when I was a young man. I had opportunities to pursue Jennifer Lopez, Scarlett Johansson. I had an opportunity.
And they made a decision for you.
No, I decided not to pursue it. I decided, you know, I'm not pursuing this.
Yeah.
Okay? Beyonce, I'm not calling you back. Much like Brian Schottenheimer decided he didn't want to be a head coach. I'm sure that's exactly how it went down. He just didn't want to be a head coach.
Yeah.
And I never wanted to call Scarlett Johansson because I had to stay on my own path. I drive a Toyota 4Runner. I love a Range Rover. Like, what are we talking about?
Some people say some of the dumbest things in the world.
And then Jerry has the audacity to say he's not scared to take a big shot. Okay, bud.
Who's the big shot?
Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, that must be his nickname. Brian Shot, Big Shot.
That's really funny. All right, Rev T, when we return, I'm not even going to read this. I told you last week we've been having trouble with our furnace at the house.
Yep.
First, it was this drainage pipe that we didn't realize went outside. It froze. That's on us. Then something that triggered something else. I've had Crop Metcalf at the house three times over the last 8 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't be more professional and courteous and prompt. All the things you want when you're dealing with a contractor, especially when it's January and you got little kids in your house and your heat is cutting out. To have Crop on my side, have the five-star technicians from Crop Metcalf, and to know that my family can count on them, I'll be honest. I was nervous about going to Philly because I was like, dude, what if the damn furnace goes out again? And my wife said, it's fine. You can call Crop. Like, when you have that kind of mindset and that kind of understanding and that you can count on contractors like that, it really gives you a peace of mind that is hard to find. The cold weather's obviously here. You make sure you hit up Crop Metcalf to check on your residential or your commercial heating system, man. You don't want to be left in a lurch. Luckily, I wasn't, because Crop helped me out. Make sure you stay on top of these machines, man. Plus, when you keep them optimized, it increases the efficiency, it increases the lifespan of your system, and it decreases your energy bills. The experts at Crop Metcalf can spot small problems before they turn into big ones that'll cost you big money. Shout out to my guy Eric, that's been so helpful throughout the whole process. For peace of mind, seriously, call the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf, 1-800-GO-CROP, or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf is the home of the 5-star technician.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want all the callers to listen to this real quick. And you can win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. You can win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. Flights, hotel, and $20,000 of spending money.
Bam.
Just download the free Odyssey app, listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. I need to know if we can win this one.
Yeah.
And listen tomorrow for at least an hour and another entry. And it's Odyssey Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more, go to odyssey.com. Slam Dunk. $20,000, JP.
Yo, listen.
We got to find some friends calling and try to get on this thing, man.
I'll make a deal with Odyssey. You can give somebody else a trip. Just give me the
$20,000. Yeah.
Call it.
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's real money.
Yes, indeed.
That's a dope trip. Yeah, check it out. Odyssey.com/slam dunk. I said we'd do phones the whole rest of the hour, and I meant it. And there's a man of the cloth available. There's a man all year that said to believe. Rev T, yesterday didn't go the way you'd want it, sir, but you were right in your belief in this football team. How are you, Reverend?
Hey JP, I'm good, man. I had me y'all. I'm a little hoarse right now, but hey man, I had me a good time, man. I went up there and I partied, and it was a good atmosphere. You know, just to be with the Bergman Gold Nation, however you want to reference them as Redskins, as Commanders, it was just good to be out there in that type of atmosphere for that magnitude of that game. And so what I say this to my commanding nation right now, and I'm not going to go all in the character, but just hear me with hear old fool like me, right, who done been there and sung this and felt this, how I really felt, right? Let these youngins develop their own identity. They done planted the seed right now. J.D. Fire to bring hope back alive to D.C. Adam Peters and them see that. Nine Aces got to put pieces around them so they can keep on going, man. But us as the 12th, man, hey, y'all keep standing only like y'all. y'all make me want to go on the road with them. And B, you know, I don't really do the road thing. I'm going to go back to Dallas again. But I'm saying, even up in Eagle territory, right, them Bammers wasn't messing with Rev. They tried, but I was with Southeast Finest, though. Anyway, but and then before I get, JP, they tried me, you know, but one, I'm old enough not to buy into that. And then two, when they found out, oh, he got a mom. I'm talking about, I was walking with some family that was like 6'1", 6'2", you know, like, go ahead messing with him. You know? So, I mean, but it wasn't all about that. I met some good Eagle fans up there. I had a lot of facing with them, man. All that good stuff. So, I mean, they just fans. Well, they a little mouthy, well, you know, but I mean, hey, man. But at the end of the day, shout out to my man, Chuck Easton. And big shout out to every damn fan, man, that came up to me and said, Rev, I love you, man. If I start calling out names and I miss somebody, I'll be wrong, JP. So I just love all y'all, man. And I appreciate the love. And, man, hopefully next year, man, I'll be back home doing our thing, man. But at the end of the day, man, raise hell, why not us, believe hell to the commanders. Anything the hell you want to feel, man. But I ain't mad at nobody, man. And that's facts. Believe, love somebody. And I'm going to keep drinking this peppermint tea because I got to go to work tomorrow. I love
you. Yeah, Rev, that
man.
Voice sounds Bye, shot, man. Dog. Thank you, buddy.
JP, I know you ain't talking, man. Sometimes you be sounding like, rrr, 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 rrr. With big ears that I love so much.
See you, buddy.
That's crazy.
I'm glad the Reverend had a good time in Philadelphia. I have seen very mixed reviews of people that had no trouble and people that had trouble, so I hope more had no trouble than did.
Yeah.
Let's go to our guy Crank is in D.C. on line 8. What up, Crank? Crank, you there? Crank is gone. All right. What about Zay in Lincoln Heights? Zay, you there?
Hey, this afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I know everybody's trying to see the positive side of this and everything, and I get it. I'm still hurt, man. It's like a bad breakup or a death of somebody that you love. Like, the team had us on such a high all season. Now it's like they closed the crack house. They boarded it up. They bulldozed it. I'm still standing on the front lawn with a foot for the 20s. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. My wife is a Steelers fan and had to work most Sundays this season. So she didn't see a lot of the games, but she watched the game with me yesterday. After like 10 minutes, she jumped up. She was like, I'm about to have an anxiety attack. Like, what's going on? I'm like, imagine doing this for 16 games, 17 games this season. So I'm still trying to process this. Hopefully, you know, it's been nice hearing y'all, everybody calling in all day. Hopefully you can talk me down from this. Like I said, thanks for taking my call. But this is still hard for me to let go, fellas.
Hey, man, you're not wrong.
I understand it. It's hard. But you know what? Take that money and invest into fandom next year. They're going to go at it again.
I got to be honest. I'm not sure I understood his analogy there to the bulldoze. the bulldoze crack
house. He
got
money to spend, bro. He can't go nowhere. They tore down the place where he want to get his stuff fix. From. Yeah, right.
Maybe find a new hobby while you're at it. that was something. But listen, to his greater point that he's just still disappointed with the loss, hell yeah.
Like you said earlier.
They were 60 minutes away from a Super Bowl and got thumped.
You
that
said
sucks.
24 hours you normally do it, but then you give it 48. But I think a lot of people have a different time limit. You know, but eventually, I just say this, you're going to have to get over it and get back to life. You know, like as a player, I was into it when we lost it. You know, the one we won, you get to live on that the rest of your life. The one you lose, you get to think about it the rest of your life. But you know what you got to do? You got to move on.
Right.
You know, there were people who were still talking about it the next season. You know what happened to them? They were released. So I'm just being real. You got to figure out a way to pick it up and keep moving, man.
Catch and release, man.
Don't worry. That person, you say your wife said watch the game with you, she'll tell you to get over it, get over it soon. Believe me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm tired of hearing you now. You got to get back on the horse. Let's go.
I think it is completely fine if you want to be upset, man. If it makes you feel better, though, Brian Schottenheimer turned down head coaching jobs before, but he's ready now in Dallas. this is from Kelly, whose Twitter handle is @KellySucks, SUXX. So let's take that information. Kelly said, would you happen to know anyone selling a ticket for this Friday? Dying to take my dad with me, and I've been checking StubHub every day with no luck. And I replied,
what's Friday?
What is Friday?
Yes.
Well, I was reminded we got 106.7 The Fan live in Leesburg at the Tally Ho Theater. Right. Which, yo, I had completely forgotten about. Your boy needs some sleep.
You do?
Yeah, dude. I got home at like 3 a.m. last night.
I wasn't that late, but I tell you, I got it.
Although, if you got to drive 95 from Philly to D.C., doing it at 2 a.m. is easy. But, yo, so Friday night is the live show in Leesburg. Apparently, it's sold out. At least that's what I'm hearing from Kelly. So if anybody knows of a pair of tickets, hit up at Kelly Sucks, S-U-X-X. And I look forward to seeing everybody out there Friday. Hopefully that helps, Kelly. I don't know what else to say there. Let me get one more call in here. I believe the rally captain is on the line. Bless you, B. Hey, Cap, how you doing, man? How was your trip to Philly?
Hey, JP, man, let me tell you something. We took 200 fans up to Philadelphia. We had a great time. I hate that I missed the rally that you guys had there, but I saw the videos and everything, and it looked just like a wonderful time, man. And I got to tell you, the Philly fans, they're Philly fans. You know, it's one of those things where I tell everybody, you got to go there with thick skin and just ignore them, you know, and just keep it rolling. But the reason for this call, JP and B, is this Saturday we're going to have a Commanders season celebration with the fans. And it's going to go from 6 to 8 at Walters. We're going to have
Love
a DJ.
We're
going to have everybody there. Hopefully you guys can come out. And this is for everybody who always said they wanted to come to an official road rally, but they never were able to make one. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a season fan finale here at Walters to show our support for the team the way that we know how to do it, to bring everybody together.
All right, I love it. I can't make it Saturday, Rally Captain, but I hope everybody goes and has fun. What are you laughing about?
If they say we got two Brian Mitchells again because I turn your camera around. Me on both sides.
Oh, I'm surprised that giant head can fit on both sides. Thank you, Cap.
Your head not that small.
We're going to make some bets when
your
we come back.
Make it look
for
smaller.
The record, I went undefeated last week. Just want the world to know that. Nobody
to
go
that.
Anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back, and this time it's every Manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden-death field goal showdown. Peyton versus Eli. Big brother against little brother, live from New Orleans. One kick to claim ultimate family bragging rights. Who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now in the FanDuel app, and if you back the right brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick, and don't forget to tune in to watch the showdown live during Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Brian to bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. He has to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. No purchase necessary. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Down. Love me, babe. It's been a long way down. Couple things I want to read. Because I can read. Ha! Our guy Titus tweeted me. This is a good stat, B. And sometimes stats you can discount, but sometimes you can't.
Uh-huh.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Titus writes, and I believe this is correct. We could get our crack research team on it, but I believe
that would be a crack research team.
I believe off the top of my head this is correct. Tress Way has more passing yards in an NFC championship game than Dak Prescott. I didn't mind that one.
Not at all. I like that.
Shout
like
out
that.
To Titus. also, I will confess, my boy Philly, Matt Corrado, We have a standard $20 bet on Skins Eagles, and I lost yesterday. I still think he owes me a steak dinner from Adrian Peterson going over 100 yards many years ago.
He hadn't paid you? But don't pay him.
Well, I'm not, but he won yesterday.
Okay, well, he owes you 80 now.
Now
that's why you solve that. Make sure you pay your damn money, and then you go back to the betting.
Yeah, damn it. Brian, I'm not sure we've always been fair with you, and I would say particularly Landfill and Jeff, but myself too. We've challenged you to hold the alumni to a higher standard.
I don't care what y'all challenge. Y'all idiots.
Well, I mean, the problem is a lot of the losses are the alumni's fault. But Nikki Javala just sent something, just posted a tweet. An anonymous reader of the Washington Post sent an email to Nikki. Now, this person might have really cracked the code.
Mm-hmm.
Missing from post-game analysis is the sports media's responsibility for pumping up the team's unrealistic belief in their skills. Instead of going in executing their training, they went in full of phony emotions, talking trash, pushing and shoving after plays. They read too many of your press clippings. Take responsibility for your roles in their defeat.
Okay, they were in the NFC Championship game?
Yes.
So if that was the person that really sent that, go kick yourself in the ass. That's what I want you to do. So if a real person said that, kick yourself in the ass. You're a damn idiot. Almost said the wrong word. Ooh, boy.
Landfill, how much weight do you think B needs to carry for this loss? Because he's an alum and a sports media member.
I mean, it's a really good point. There are a lot of alums in the sports media, so it makes sense. That,
you know what I'll say to you, Landfill, and anybody else that would think anything about that?
How's that?
One finger salute.
Oh.
And you know what it means.
No. Also, somebody should let this dude know that's anonymously emailing.
Dude, first of all, why would somebody be in the NFC Championship game? He say they had to believe believe that their skills were there. If they didn't have skill, they wouldn't have been in the NFC Championship game, idiot.
When's the last time you think somebody clipped an article out of a newspaper? Like, one, physically had a paper. Two, physically had scissors. Three, cut it out and hung it up somewhere.
A person that does not up to date with life. That's what happened.
Landfill, when's the last time you physically held a newspaper?
2012.
Robert's rookie year.
Yeah.
All right, let's make some bets.
Idiot, man. Ah.